ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's Prime Minister Jochen Abad has cancelled the country's annual Independence Ball, one of the highlights of the country's independence celebrations. Local media reports that the funds for the ball could be redirected to combating cervical cancer. The disease is preventable, but in Vanuatu, it's the second most common cancer among women. For the last 4 years, the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute has been working to get screening done across the country. And the Institute Asia and Pacific Health Senior Program Manager, Vanessa Price, told our reporter, Jordan Fennell, that new advances in science means women can now access same-day treatment.
Approximately 22 women diagnosed with cervical cancer per year, but it's likely that there are much higher numbers. Sadly, the majority of those women who are diagnosed will die, and that's usually due to late-stage diagnosis of the cancer. So this not only affects the women, but also children, families and communities who are losing these women really in the prime of their lives.
The Kirby Institute has been tackling the issue of cervical cancer in Vanuatu since 2021. Over the last 4 years, what has the money that you've been given and the programs you've been working on, what does that look like? What are you actually doing in Vanuatu?
So new advances in cervical screening, particularly the development of highly accurate tests that can be provided at the point of care on self-collected specimens, so specimens that women collect themselves, and also new treatment options that are effective and easy to use, mean that women can be offered same-day screening and treatment to prevent cervical cancer in real time, reducing the risk of progressive disease and saving those women's lives. And all of this is mobile. So this can be packed up and shipped or flown to communities in very remote places. And the Vanuatu team have really certainly used all modes of transport in taking this screening and treatment, including secondary treatments such as LETs to communities all across Vanuatu. So it's small teams on the ground that will be going out and conducting outreach, and they may use local health facilities and set up there, or they may go within communities to offer that screening for women.
When you mentioned same day screen and treatment, what does treatment look like?
So women are being screened using testing for HPV DNA, and it's looking for the types of HPV DNA that cause cervical cancer. So if a woman tests positive to having one of those types of HPV, then they will be offered visual inspection to check that they are eligible for treatment. And if they are, then they will be offered thermal ablation on the same day. So essentially, that is removing those precancerous cells from the cervix. So it's preventing the disease from progressing any further. Not all women will be able to have that treatment. Some may need to be referred for further gynecological review. But the majority of women who test positive are eligible for that treatment on the same day.
And how long does that process normally take on the day?
A very short time. So once you've self-collected your sample, that gets processed and put into the GeneXpert machine, you can have your results within an hour. If you do test positive, then as I said, it's a visual inspection first, so that is with a speculum exam. And if you are eligible for treatment, that treatment can be done straight away and takes about 90 seconds.
Wow. Oh, I didn't realize that. How fascinating. And what challenges does your team, the Kirby Institute's team, and local teams on the ground face in getting out to the women, screening, testing, and giving vaccines?
Vanuatu faces enormous challenges in terms of the geographic remoteness of their population being spread across 83 islands. And they've also experienced multiple natural disasters in the past few years, such as the twin cyclones in March 2023, and also the earthquake last year in December that impacted Port Vila. And human resources within the health workforce in Vanuatu are already really, really stretched. So they're often required to pivot to disaster response in these circumstances, which pauses the delivery of other services. However, it's really the health workers in Vanuatu that have created the success of the cervical cancer screening program. Their resilience, their dedication and their leadership is really what has made the program a success in Vanuatu.
And finally, what message would you have for women in Vanuatu who might listen in to this, whether that's about seeking treatment or the help that's available? What message is that for them?
I think the most important messages are that almost all cases of cervical cancer are due to HPV infection. And unfortunately, the majority of women with HPV infection or early cervical disease won't experience any symptoms, making screening essential to detect that disease early so it can be prevented in its progression. So cervical cancer is preventable. You can protect your girls by getting them vaccinated with the HPV vaccine, and you can protect yourself by undergoing cervical screening. It's free, it's painless, you can collect your own sample, and you can have your results and treatment if it's needed in the same day. So no one should be dying from cervical cancer.
That was the Kirby Institute, Vanessa Price, speaking there.